Mr. Alf Lepper lives at Tilehouse Farm here in Finnmere, and I've called in now to meet him. Mr. Lepper, I believe that your family, in fact, is one of the oldest here in Finnmere.
Yes, I would think so. We've been here about 150 years.
Have you always lived just here?
I have, yes, but my parents live around the village, a little farther in when they started, and over the road. We've had three different houses here.
I suppose during your lifetime the village must have changed quite a bit.
Yes, it has really, insofar that we've now got very few original village families, but, well, we've got a lot of council houses built the residents are imported, which, well, they don't fit into village life.
I suppose, looking back years ago, all the people here used to work on the land.
Yes, they all worked on the land in those days, nearly everyone. Now they go to the pipe factory at Westbury, mainly Arncutt, that's the munitions place, and Buckingham.
Very few people work here in the village.
I wouldn't think there are above six farm labourers in the village at the present time. Not at the moment.
Looking back to the old days, did there used to be any celebrations here in the village?
Yes, we used to have a good deal on October the first Sunday, Finnmere Feast, the first Sunday after the 11th of October, when there was the fair used to call, and we had all sorts of celebrations, like the greasy pole and the leg of mutton on the top. And all that. I can't remember this, but, just vaguely remember it. And actually at the pub now, when they dig the garden, they still dig up coins. They still dig up some of the old coins that were lost during the fair. They have done. Quite recently that's happened.
You were telling me just now about a barn which in fact adjoins your own house here. It doesn't stand these days, I believe.
No, it doesn't stand. I can just remember the old shed. A man named Horwood used to walk quite a mile. He lived at Widmill Farm. And he used to come walk here night and day to thrash the corn from the villagers' allotments. And I've heard my father say that he used to thrash his corn with a flail, and he'd stack it all away, and everyone had their own corn. He was absolutely blind, and there was never a piece mixed up, never any corn mixed up whatsoever. He'd put the corn in one place and the straw in another, and everyone had their own.
It's incredible.
Yeah, I can just remember the shed, but I can't remember the man.
Yeah. We're talking about farming, we're talking about people thrashing. Of course, you're a farmer yourself. What sort of farm have you got?
A mixed farm. I do a bit of beef, sheep, pigs and arable. Mainly arable. And that is the big change, really. In the village acreage today, it's nearly all gone arable. There's some now going back to grass, but it's mainly arable now. We were forced into it, you see, during the war.
One thing that has been puzzling me all the afternoon is how did Finnmere get its name?
Well, that I wouldn't know how it's derived, but originally it was known as Fenmore, F-E-N-N-M-O-R, and then it took on the name of Fenmere to Finnmere, which is its present name.
I believe in years gone by this, in fact, used to be quite boggy around here, moorland almost.
Well, I would have supposed it was. We had a tremendous lot of fields with firs in. Wild fields till they were reclaimed, so I suppose it really was.
We were talking a few moments ago about celebrations that were going on in the village years ago. Are there any sort of celebrations that are held here these days?
Yes, apart from village functions, fetes, etc. The main one is the middle of August when we have a big horse show run for the paraplegics at Stoke Mandeville.
How did this start?
Well, this started as a charity in the first instance for a benefit, actually, for a girl that broke her back racing, a local girl, and then it was taken over and they ran it in the future years for the paraplegics. I think it's been going about 10 years, something like this.
It attracts a good crowd each year.
Oh yes, absolutely full. The main attraction is the donkey derby, when the jockeys race these donkeys around the ring and have a prize for it, a bottle of champagne or something, but it's an awful laugh. Yeah.
Well, you spent most of your life, or in fact all your life, here in Finnmere. Have you ever wanted to go anywhere else?
No, I've been quite happy here. I went to school at Brighton. I had 7 years at Brighton at school and came back here to work on the farm with my father. Been here ever since.
You're quite happy?
Yeah, quite happy. ¶¶